Welcome back, and we are here now with the Upper Marion Farmers Market Advisory Board. Two people from that board are present with us, and I'll turn the floor over to them and allow them to introduce themselves as well.
Beth Davis, Chair.
Brian Sell, Staff Liaison.
The floor is yours.
All right, well, thank you, everyone. Here to talk about our Farmers Market. All right, so just regular reminder of our mission statement. We're here to support our local economy by providing opportunities for local producers to sell produce and products directly to our residents, provide fresh foods to our residents, also enrich the quality of life in Upper Marion, make it a place for community gatherings, education, and interaction, and support sustainable agriculture in Pennsylvania and expand its public health and environmental benefits. All right, so our market structure, we have Brian, who's right next to me, Jasmine, Sarah, and Paige. And our advisory board members are myself, Susan Saraceni, who's our vice chair, Lauren Dare, who's our secretary, Eric Hune, Corinne Draper, and our liaison is Tina Garzillo. So just a quick recap of some of our special events from this past season. So we had opening day in May, and that was highlighted by Federal Donuts, Succession Fermentary Beer Garden, and there was also a bounce house and Spider-Man. We had a really great turnout for that event. Family Fun Day in June, we had Captain Chucky's food truck, which is super popular, pie and hot dog eating contest, and Paw Patrol character. For the Zucchini 500 in July, we had barbecue, a beer garden, and wine slushies. Then for Hot Diggity Dog Day, unfortunately it was a little too hot that day to do everything I think we had planned, but we did do some dog ice cream and goodie bags, which were pretty popular. And then the chili cook-off, popular as ever. I think we had our most number of registrants, at least since I've been involved, and a lot of vegetarian competitors, and then we had a beer garden from Conshohocken. So here are just some pictures. There were too many pictures. It was really hard to choose pictures. I have a lot of picture
slides.
Tina in there. Exactly. I got Tina in there. I think you're putting the medal on one of the Zucchini 500 winners. And just some pictures highlighting as well that we moved to Norview Farm. So I have the little farm animals because it's just really cute to have a farm, farmer's market at a farm. And yeah, all those nice things. Here are more pictures because I couldn't choose. So I have the kids from Family Fun Day with their faces covered in whipped cream. That was Federal Donuts at opening day up at top. We had a honey vendor. We had lots of fresh fruits and vegetables. It was just a really nice setting to be in, and we got a lot of really great positive feedback on the setting. Okay, I couldn't fit even as many pictures as I wanted on this slide. But our Winter Wonderland event was just amazing. That was just totally, you know, I think exceeded everybody's expectations, honestly. That event was, there was so much going on. We had great vendors, a lot of vendors that we had never had before, many of whom are interested in coming back and being a part of our market moving forward now. And this was really possible because of that location, the tents, you know, we had the lighting there, and it was just really great. So for community outreach, this year we did have rotating board tables. We had participation from the Historical Commission, from the Shade Tree Commission, from the EAC, and the library. And they all really enjoyed, oh, and the community cupboard. And they all really enjoyed coming there and getting, you know, a place where they could connect with community residents. We hosted two BCA scholarship recipients. One was a rock painting table, and the other was learning about chess. And we also increased our efforts to reach out to new residents, so making sure that we're doing a lot more marketing towards people that are new to the community and people that live in different complexes. And we also started partnering with the BID for the first time this year and really focusing on partnering with more local businesses and really just being more connected to the resources that exist within our community already. So market metrics this year are a little bit different than in previous years because we moved to a new spot. So we didn't have our car counter, and even if we did, they'd be skewed because we had Pertucci's there. So we had to come up with something different. So for this year, we focused on vendor recruitment and retention counts, as well as surveys that we sent out at the end of the year. So you can see up at the top, I have, and unfortunately, because this is new, I don't really have the data I'd like to compare it to. Ideally, I'd love to put like a bar graph so you could see like year over year. But what you can see is that for the 2024 vendor counts, we've retained 24 of our vendors from last season, and we've recruited 46. So we have a total of 70 vendors going into this season, which is definitely more than we've ever had. And that is in part thanks to, you know, the outreach efforts that Jasmine and Parks and Rec team have, you know, done going forward. And also, you know, the new location, a lot of talk in the community about it, and just more general, you know, marketing and awareness with our market. Those aren't all full season. We definitely can't fit 70 vendors at once, but you know, they'll be throughout the season, 70 different vendors. And then for the vendor response rate, for the survey vendor response rate. So we had 11 vendors respond and 70 patrons respond. And these surveys are really long. There's a lot more involved in them that I could have put in here, but I just wanted to really highlight, you know, we did use the feedback in that survey to really shape the things that we wanted to do for this season. And some of the highlights were these little like word clusters that it made. So, you know, we asked, what do you like most about Upper Marion Farmers Market? People, you know, mentioned vendors a lot, which is why that's the big word in the middle. But, you know, they really liked building relationships with our vendors. They liked the location. A few people mentioned the location. They love the fruits and vegetables, you know, friendly vendors, all these things. So I think that people really enjoy coming to this location and getting to, you know, meet the people who are the producers of the products that they're buying. So there's definitely a big demand for it. And then one interesting thing that we took a look at was, you know, what really drives your attendance at the farmers market? Because we do try so many different things, and there are so many different factors in what's driving people coming to our market. And the biggest thing by far, I don't think you can see that, it's pretty small, but vendor list is the highest. They have 51 people respond vendor list. So that's that green chunk there. And then food truck is the orange chunk. Followed by weather, special event, and other. So, you know, people really are deciding whether or not they want to come to our market based on which vendors are going to be there that day. So that's definitely part of the reason why there was such a big effort to recruit more vendors and really focus that recruitment effort on food vendors specifically, and trying to get more farms. So these are our returning vendors from 2023 that will be part of our market in 2024. I did not include food trucks in here just because I don't think we really know the food truck lineup until a little bit closer. So we have a lot of great ones returning. I know I love all of these vendors, and I know Beechwood Orchards is returning, which and Spring Creek Farm. So the two that have an asterisk next to them, they are, you know, the two farms that will be coming back. Beechwood is really exciting to have again. They had a huge selection of fruit and some vegetables. So this is our 2024 newly recruited vendor list. And this is not a full list. I think there are some that were added on after I took this list from Jasmine. So these are, like I said, there are more. This is a huge amount of like food vendors. So actually up until you get to Come and Clay in the middle column, all of those are food vendors. And then until you get from Come and Clay until Full Table Farm, those are just sort of miscellaneous vendors. And then we have four new farms coming. So we have Full Table Farm, which they grow a wide variety of vegetables. And they, I'm really excited to have them coming. And they are full season. Beniel Miller, he is the replacement for Jonas, who a lot of people know and love, Peach Bottom Farms. He retired and Beniel will be his replacement. He's worked really close with Jasmine and Parks and Rec and, you know, really wants to tailor what he's bringing to, you know, our market and work with us. So that's super exciting. We have Tom Post Farms and Quarry Hill Farms as well. So really excited to be growing our farm vendors. All right, and then again, I'm really bad at just picking and choosing, so I included all of the quotes that Jasmine sent me, but I tried to bold the important parts to make it easier to read. So, you know, a lot of people mentioned how much they love the new location. They love that it's a place for community gathering, and then they love, you know, the vendors and the things that they can, you know, buy at the market. And somebody called out our marketing team for doing such a great job. So thanks to Jasmine and Brian and Paige and Sarah. And so here is looking forward to 2024. So we do have new hours this year. Our hours are changing from 9 to 1. Now we'll be open from 10 to 2. And the reason for this is really twofold. One is, you know, we like to have some food trucks and, you know, a beer garden, and people don't really seem to want those things early in the morning. So moving our market a little bit later, you know, really allows it to be more of a lunchtime event. So going from 10 to 2, we're hoping will really increase business for those vendors and draw more people to the market. The other reason is a lot of the markets around us that we're competing with are open from 9 to 1. So moving our hours down a little bit allows more people to maybe go to those markets and then stop by our market too. So we're not in direct competition with the other markets. And then for special events, we are revamping our special events calendar this year. So we have opening day, as always, and that is scheduled for May 18th. Then we have Summerfest, which is scheduled for June 15th. That's a new one. Zucchini 500, which is a classic, always in July. Then we have Peach Fest in August. That would be a new one. Block Party in September would be a new one. Then in October, to avoid directly competing with or having to, you know, combine with Fall Fest, I think it's called, at Norview Farm, instead of having to, you know, share that space during the same time, we discussed moving our market to the evenings in October, Friday night markets from 6 to 9. And when we had the Winter Wonderland, and that was a night market, a lot of people there expressed interest in a night market. And based on feedback from the survey, people really seemed interested in a night market as well. So I think that would be a really, you know, good way to test it out and see how it does. And I think in October, a lot of people are looking for something like that to do anyway. And then in November, we're sticking with Chili Cook-Off, which will end our season. So those are some of the events. And then you can see up there, we have our opening day flyer, which was only, I got that today. So that'll be making its rounds at some point. So I just wanted to do special thanks for, you know, support from the Board of Supervisors, from Dan Russell, from Dave Dolga, and the Norview Farm employees, as well as Upper Marion Police Department, who helped us out at Winter Wonderland. again, welcome to our 15th season. It is, again, a beloved community amenity. You know, again, after Winter Wonderland, I can't tell you how many people were coming up to all of us saying that, you know, this is something that they're so happy that we have. Actually, my sister-in-law, I'll tell you really quick, she was in Florida at a conference, ran into somebody who happened to be from King of Prussia, and he said to her, not knowing that she was from here, he's like, oh, I love, you know, living there. They have this great winter market thing. So it is something nationally that people love.
We're nationally renowned.
Exactly. and so, yeah, I mean, this is something, there's not really any other, you know, space that we have for something like this. And this is something people really, you know, love and value in this community. So I'm excited for this season. That's it.
I will say that it is amazing that we've made it. This is the 15th season that this farmer's market has gone through challenges and has been a phoenix rising up from so many things on so many different levels. Yeah. It initially was completely volunteer run, and then it was turned over to the township, and then we had a market manager, and then COVID came and changed the whole composition of the market, and then it was turned over to the Parks and Rec Department, and we worked through that, and then we relocated to Norview, and this farmer's market is just meant to be, and it is such a valuable, it's just a valuable asset to our community, and it's community centered, it's nutritious, it's, and you can say so many positive things about this farmer's market. Carol yeah. and I were both initial members of founding the market. There was a group yeah. of, I think you said,
there were 10 of us. That, Tina and I were two of the initial members. So it's great to see this, 15 years. It's really impressive, and I'm so happy about it. The
Go
people
ahead.
That I was going to mention, just a shout out, the two people who were at a cocktail party, and they were talking about, wouldn't it be great if we had a farmer's market? That was Erica Spott and Kelly Manili.
Yes.
And they were the two that came up with the idea in the first place, and each one of them went to 4 other people, and I think the initial group was 10 of us that got together and started the farmer's market, and it was, you know, who knew back then? So we were the ones that used to go and set up and break it down at the end of the day. We'd go at 7:30, and our husbands were there helping, and a shout out also now to whoever it is that is setting up and breaking it down now. I don't know if it's you guys or if it's township employees or...
So it's the township employees and board members.
Yeah,
it's township employees and board members.
Okay.
Yeah,
so shout out to everyone who's involved in the grunt work, you know, setting up and tearing down.
Oh, and of course, I'm sorry, Marianne volunteered.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Marianne.
She was
one of the originals,
yes.
too, I think.
Not ever served on the board, but as a volunteer from the very beginning.
Yes. So I don't want to go through the whole list, but just a shout out, you know, for the two that had the initial idea, you know, Erica and Kelly. So, and they're still around, and they still come to the market.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's only appropriate that we have at least one cocktail, like,
right.
Absolutely.
Since that's
where it started.
Exactly.
Well, actually, that would be great with your winter nights, your Friday nights in October.
Yeah.
I will just say, from my standpoint, I thought this year was one of the most successful years. The winter market was just gob. It was awesome event. The Zucchini 500, I was honored enough to be judge. That was mom.
Yeah.
You guys are doing a really great job, and it shows. And I think, you know, I really like the idea that October you'll have them Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
That can be your cocktail party every month, every night, Friday yes. night, you know.
Honoring the
legacy
of people who started.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we've been wanting to have like a charcuterie event.
Okay.
I'm in for that.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good.
Sold. You forgot the chili cook-off.
No, she mentioned it.
No, Greg did.
I wasn't at the chili cook-off.
Last year you were.
Oh, you missed it.
That was awesome.
It was great. That's my favorite every year is the chili cook-off.
Me too.
And it got more competitive this year.
Yeah.
I think, as you pointed out, this is the most contestants ever. And I'm still not a fan of the vegetarian type chili. It just doesn't mix with chili.
They taste good.
I don't think anybody had green chili like you really get in Mexico.
There was a white chili.
Yeah, not you. Green next year, right?
You can make it. You can be one of the contestants.
Great job.
The other thing I wanted to mention is that Spring Creek was one of the originals. Very first year, and Spring Creek is still here. It's 15 still, years yeah, later. Yes. It's the longest running one. And Jonas was also the first year. So, and I was one of the people who made, I think, 100 phone calls. I got a list of possible vendors and made 100 phone calls and got some of the ones, including Jonas. And I don't know how I got a phone call. He doesn't have a phone.
Right.
I think he has a phone in the barn.
He has a phone service.
He has a phone in the barn, I think. It's not in the house, so it's okay. Seriously. So, but Jonas and Spring Creek were two of the originals. So,
and Spring Creek has the best bargain for lunch on Saturday.
Yeah.
An awesome cheeseburger and a milkshake. And what is it, $10? I think something like it's some little amount of money.
Yeah.
And it's a great, organic beef burger. And they'll put on a fresh tomato that they got from Jonas. And whatever you want on it. And an awesome milkshake. And
from their cows.
Right.
Yeah. It's great.
I don't know if you wanted to mention at all about what's being planned for this season with the market, with structure, or if you didn't want to get into that tonight in this meeting.
We can talk about it. So the Board of Supervisors was nice enough to approve the building of a pavilion, a permanent structure at Norview Farm, to host the farmer's market. If everything goes according to plan, it should be finished somewhere in the middle of the season.
Awesome, thank you.
Yes, thank you. We'll have a permanent location for both the farmer's market, to host the farmer's market, as well as additional events in the township programming, et cetera. So multi-purpose, but definitely the farmer's market was a key component with wanting to get you housed in a permanent location. And the market this season will start off in a separate location as they're starting the construction on site.
At the farm,
just up by the animals in the barn area rather than down below where it was across from Petrucci Tree. So that's an anticipated difference that'll be coming for this market, but just the very beginning of the season, and then the remainder of the season will be under the pavilion.
Yeah. People will find it.
Yes, people will find it.
It's on the same.
We
piece
are there.
Of property.
The patrons and the vendors so appreciated having the tents. It really made a difference
easier.
And rejuvenated the market. You know, it just only makes sense that it be at a farm instead of a parking lot.
It does make it easier for us to recruit vendors too, because it is a big bonus for them that they don't have to set up and do all that. And we were able to purchase those carts, which make a huge difference for them to be able to, bring all their stuff. And so, they really love it. They think it's great.
Good.
And word's getting out there, or we wouldn't be bringing on additional vendors, especially the farms, which is tremendous. I think this will be the most farms that we've had historically for the market.
That's awesome.
Okay. Great.
That's great.
So exciting things ahead.
Very excited about it.
Anything else in addition that anyone wants to comment on the market? No? Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you for continuing this.
Thank you for supporting.
Yes.
Thank you
for your support, and especially
absolutely.
For the pavilion. That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
I felt very badly for Jasmine, put so much effort into planning this winter market, and my heart just still goes out to her for everything she planned and had set up, and unfortunately the weather did not cooperate.
Hey, Okay, well, thank you for the presentation and bring us all up to speed with news about the market, past, present, and future. And thank you again for being here.
Thank you for having us.
We'll take a short recess at this moment, and then we'll welcome the Public Safety Citizen Advisory Board in a few minutes. Thank you.